Mishnah base. Lulav Shiva. For the Lulav and the Abramenim to apply for 7 days, Ketzad. How so? What would the case be? Yom Tov Rishon Shelachog Shecholios Shabbos. If the first day of Sukkot falls on Shabbos, then Lulav Shiva. Then the Lulav ends up being shaken together with the Abramenim for all 7 days of Sukkot, as we explained. That Araminim applies on Shabbos only if it falls on the first day. There the mitzvah applies everywhere, even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, so it's more of a significant mitzvah. And so the Rabbanon did not decree not to shake the Araminim on Shabbos in case somebody comes to take it out into a public domain. They only decreed that on the other days of Sukkot, but on the first day where the main mitzvah of Araminim applies on the first day. So if Shabbos falls on the first day, then they did not decree, and therefore the mitzvah Araminim does still apply. But if Shabbos falls on any of the other days, then Shisha, the Lulav and the Araminim are only shaken for 6 days that year, since when it is Shabbos, it will not be shaken. We have mentioned before that this is only true as long as the Beis HaMikdash was around, but after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, even if Shabbos falls on the first day, it does not, the mitzvah does not apply. The reason being that in areas outside of Eretz Yisrael where they keep 2 days Yom Tov, that was because of doubt. They didn't know when exactly the first day of Yom Tov was. So since there's a possibility that the Shabbos is not actually the first day of Yom Tov, so Araminim does not apply. And once that was the halacha for outside of Eretz Yisrael, they said the same thing even for those living inside Eretz Yisrael.